My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I can still remember when I was still young, I used to visit my uncle, who was a farmer, owned a big caribou, water buffalo, and put a yoke in it when my uncle prepared his rice field. It was a heavy wooden object laid on the shoulder of the caribou. The yoke employed in ancient Palestine was almost the same as my uncle's. A heavy wooden bar laid upon the shoulders of the draft animals, oxen or ass, and attached to the animals by thongs, passed around and under their throats. A laborer would also lay a yoke across his shoulder to carry containers on both ends. My dear brothers and sisters, the yoke is a symbol of oppression imposed by the victor on the vanquished. It can also be a symbol of submission, but not always with the implication of oppression. It is used as a symbol of submission to Yahweh and to the obligations of the law. In this sense, Sarah calls on men and women to bow their necks beneath the yoke of the law in order that they may find rest when their labor is ended. It's in chapter 51, verse 26 in the book of Sirach. Now, Jesus speaks of his own yoke. This is not the yoke of the law, but of following after him who is gentle and humble in heart, following not after a proud conqueror, whose yoke people to submission, but one who appears conquered and humbled. Because Jesus is himself among those who are tired and burdened, he can inspire his disciples to follow his life of total openness to God. And thus they're able to attain true peace. Jesus does not remove the burden of following him, but he promises that those who follow him till the end will find perfect rest and happiness. Come to me, all those who labor, and I will give you rest. Amen.